This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
How trustful are you? Do you generally trust people? Do you take people as they come and you don't mistrust them or distrust them until they give you evidence to do so? Or are you the other way around? I'm not going to trust you till you prove yourself trustworthy, and that's going to take a while. There's interesting research that suggests that how you answer that question might have something to do with where you grew up. Carrie Wu is assistant professor of the Faculty of Liberal Arts and Professional Studies. York University has done some work on this. Professor, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
If you're assistant professor, do I call you professor, or do I have to keep saying assistant professor?
You can call me assistant professor. It's fine.
How about Carrie? Are you okay with that?
Call me professor.
All right. First of all, let's start with this. How important do you think it is for, let's say, my emotional well-being that I am trustful of other people, or if I decide to distrust people when I first meet them, is that in any way harmful to me?
Yeah, so like a lot of research show like trust is really, really important for individual like well-being. For example, health. Research say when people are more trusting, they have better health. And then they are more likely to, for example, go out, enjoy in the public space, and then not like worry too much. And then the research also shows that trusting people tend to live longer, like have higher, longer life expectancy. So yes, a lot of research demonstrate individually, like trust benefits their well-being and health.
I guess it means that we're generally happier people if we have that sort of sunnier look outlook on life.
Yes, yeah, right. Trust indicate a sense of like life control, like also like happiness, life satisfaction. Yes.
Carrie Wu is with me, assistant professor of the Faculty of Liberal Arts and Professional Studies at York University, and we're talking about, we'll eventually get to this geographic aspect of it, where you grew up and how it impacts that. Would you say you are a trustful person?
Yeah, I think I'm generally a trusting person. Like, I would say most people can be trusted. So this is one item, like, researchers use a lot to measure people's trust. So, like, whether people would say most people can be trusted or not.
What do you think of what Ronald Reagan used to say? Trust, but verify.
Yeah, so that's a different type of trust. So, like, I'm talking about generalized trust, like trust in most people, trust in strangers. But then trust, but verify means, like, more specific relational trust. Like, I trust specific people, a group of people, then we have to, like, based on experience, based on the interactions, you verify, or like this more specific, more relational trust is a different type of trust than what I'm talking about, like a generalized trust. Like you just trust people in general, like even you don't know them personally, even you don't know them, like in terms of like interact, you haven't interacted with those people, but then you still trust them.
All right. Now, the most amazing part of this to me, and I'm glad you had time to talk about this, is that you say there's research now, maybe it's your research, that shows that where we grew up can have an impact on how trustful we are.
Yes. So, like, one main question I'm asking is, when do we learn to trust? Or where does trust come from? Right. So then one way to study this is like, for example, in Canada, if we look at the standard survey question, whether most people can be trusted or not, in Quebec, then about 36%, they will say most people can be trusted. But in Ontario or in BC, almost 60% people would say most people can be trusted. So you see there's a huge gap between Quebec and the rest of Canada. So my research is look at if people who, for example, grew up in Quebec, so in a less lower trust environment, do they become more trust if they move to BC or move to Ontario for university, for job? right? So my research shows that if they move when they were young, like before age 16, they can still be more trusting. They can learn to trust more. But if they move after age 16, they still remain, like people from Quebec, they still remain lower trust than people from elsewhere.
So this is a parental thing. If you're saying that Quebec is a low trust environment, it's become sort of part of the society there that you have to be wary of other people. And so then young children are being brought up with that attitude.
Yes. So that's one way to think about it, is that trust is coming from early life socialization. It's from family. It's from like school, like children being like the upbringing experience. So like in low trust environment, children growing up there, they become less trusting. But then in high trust environment, people will be more likely to socialize, to be more trusting, to trust, to have more trust in people. And then this type of socialization kind of shape people's trust early in life. So, and it becomes stabilized even after age 16.
I'm talking to Kerry Wu. He's assistant professor of the Faculty of Liberal Arts and Professional Studies at York University, and talking about how trustful you are may be a product of where you grew up, and of course within that, who you grew up with, your family, your friends, your peer groups are trustful people, so are you, and if they're not, then maybe you aren't either. But we've also talked here about the benefit to ourselves of trustworthiness, but of trusting other people, absent reasons not to. No, obviously you can't take that to the extreme of being stupid. You don't ask some stranger to watch your house while you're away.
So trust is really important. Individually, is good for people's health, happiness. But then, as a society as a whole, when in a community or in a society, when people trusting each other, the society as a whole functions better, right? So the higher level of social cohesion, when people trust each other.
I guess it can even come down to things like, if I'm walking down the street, I see people coming toward me down the street, I just trust they're just going to pass me on the street. They're not going to hurt me. They're just going about their business the way I am. Therefore, I'm not a fearful person.
Yes. So we need that kind of sense of trust, basic trust in people, right? Otherwise, there's some research say, if we don't trust people, if we do not have any little trust in people, we need to bring a weapon every morning when we wake up or go out. We need to bring a weapon if we don't trust in each other.
How are people in Quebec responding to your research, and you're saying that people in Quebec are not trustful people?
So the argument is, like, from the survey data, people in Quebec are less likely to say most people can be trusted, right? So it's indicate they are kind of like cultural or their experience. So then one explanation that some scholars say why people in Quebec have lower trust. And one explanation is that because in terms of their they have higher in-group trust in Quebec. So they are more likely to trust their friends, relatives, but then they're less likely to trust in out-group people, like people they don't know, in strangers. But then the rest of Canada, people are more likely to, they also have in-group trust, but they also have out-group trust.
So the people in Quebec don't care what your research says because they don't trust you.
Yeah, that could.
Kerry Wu, assistant professor of the Faculty of Liberal Arts and Professional Studies at York University. Good to have you. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.